Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. You know, I was just chatting with Jason about how kind and wonderful everyone at Genesis Communications Network has been to all of us at USA Prepares. So, Jason, thank you so much. Daniel, Nathan, everybody at GCN, Ted Anderson, George, senior engineer. Class, you can listen to us on GCNLive.com, GCNLIVE.com. You can listen to us on RenseRadio.com, R-E-N-S-E, Radio.com, Jeff Rentz's radio network. Thank you, Jeff. Ron Gibson's Odyssey and BitChute channel, BitChute, and Odyssey. And thank you, Ron Gibson. Global Star Radio Network, Todd Waits Network, and Galaxy 19, the satellite, where you can hear us over North America, Central America, Europe, and parts of North Africa, and a telephone listen line, 605-615-1815, 605-615-1815. I'm going to repeat that one more time. You ought to write this down. 605-615-1815. Now, that is Global Star Radio Network's telephone listen line. There's more programming on that telephone listen line than just USA Prepares. There's excellent programming on there. But that's, if you want to listen to us, it's when we're live. And we are live between the hours of 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time. Thank you, Todd Waite, for all that you have done for us. Greg is with us in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Good morning, and what a clown world we live in, and I'll explain that in a minute.
I can't imagine. How could that be?
Okay, there's a couple of school districts here in Utah. There's a school district in Utah County, a couple of towns, Payson and Santaquin. Write those down, Payson and Santaquin. Now, Payson and Santaquin have been catering to, 70% of them are LGBTQ students. They call themselves furries. They call themselves furries. And they dress up like animals. And both of these schools in Santaquin and Payson, Utah, have put litter boxes in the bathrooms, the restrooms. And there have been students who have been bit by these furries in the ankle. And there's a debate going on it. And KSL, the church-owned news, news agency, television station, did a report and said Juab County has no such claims of any of these furries. Well, that's a good way to divert it off, because Juab County is not in Utah County, and Payson School District and Santaquin School District are in Utah County. Talk about avoiding the issue. Now, my question is if these students consider themselves animals, why are our taxpayer dollars going to public schools to to educate animals? Good question, huh? Your thoughts?
Absolutely excellent question. I saw some articles about that, and I saw the pictures, and it's like Disney, you know, where people are put on costumes, and it's bizarre. It's more than bizarre. So if they have a litter box, and this is high school, correct?
Yes, high school and grade school.
Uh-huh. So if they have litter boxes in the boys' room and the girls' room, do they also have them in the teachers' restrooms? You know, usually there's the teacher's office or the teacher's lounge where the teachers go in between classes, use their restroom, men and women, and they have an area for spreading out papers and grading tests, you know, if they have a break between classes, those kinds of things.
That's a good question.
So do the teachers have a litter box, too? And
I can tell...
If not,
I can tell you that the principal of the Santaquin School, one of his children is considered a furry, called themselves a furry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when this child graduates, whether it be primary school, middle school, or high school, will this child have a furry name on the diploma? Or will this child have a given birth name on the diploma? Or will the child pick some name and have that put on the diploma? And is there a legality issue regarding the name on the diploma? I think there is. I think you have to use your legal name. I don't think you can put Fido, the barking dog, on your diploma. And then what happens in later life when these children wake up and realize that they have made a huge mistake? Just like the girls who have their breasts cut off because they think they're a boy temporarily, or they identify as a boy. So this is a huge problem. And I think that... those who want to stop this might consider calling the health department and say, we are concerned for our boys and girls in the schools where they have a litter box for animals in the boys' room and the girls' room. We're concerned about...
What an excellent idea. I think all of these... There was quite a protest. I think all of these parents who are concerned about the health and safety of their children should call the health department and demand that they show that these litter boxes are sanitary.
Well, I think they need to have protocol, a written protocol in the policy of the school system that delineates exactly how often these litter boxes get emptied and changed. I'm being serious. If they're going to pull a stunt like this, they need to have a policy for this. And it needs to be in the public.
Absolutely.
In the public domain, that this is the policy for the health and sanitation for all of those in the school building, including the custodians who are probably, sometimes they're called janitors, who are probably going to be tasked and charged with emptying the litter box. Now, where are they going to do that? I think they're going to have another sanitary facility. I don't think they can just empty it in the trash, you know, in the dumpster, you know, that the school uses. I don't think they can do that because you can't put human waste in the trash. So this is a big problem. I think the State Board of Health needs to be involved. I think the County Board of Health needs to be involved. I think the television stations need to be called in. The radio stations need to be called in. The print media, if there are any newspapers left there, they need to be called in. And I think the parents should call a press conference.
And I think maybe the parents should buy a biohazard sticker and walk into that restroom, walk onto the front door of that restroom, and post a biohazard sticker on the door.
Well, you know, Jeff, some may think that that's pretty extreme. I think it's absolutely apropos. I think if they're going to pull a stunt like this, it is a biohazard. It truly is. You know, we have a litter box for our cats, and we have a litter box in the house, and it is emptied early and often because the cats use it. So to prevent it from being a biohazard, those litter pans get washed out, they get disinfected, they get put in the sun, the litter gets separated. You know, the hard matter gets separated and flushed down the toilet into the septic system, which I think is the appropriate thing to do. So somebody's going to have to do something with this litter. Now, even if they put the solids down, even if the custodian, the janitor, puts the solids in the toilet and flushes that, I think the toilet then needs to be sterilized as well. So it's going to be a lot more expense for these furries in this nonsense, absolute nonsense. They are a health hazard.
Absolutely, and not only that, but the rules are different between manure in a garden, between human and animal, and there's a reason for it. So, yeah, it is a big issue, and it's not being addressed, obviously. They don't have the clown world school system in the state of Utah. Must not have the brains to figure this out because they're allowing it to happen.
I don't understand why the state hasn't come down on this.
I don't either. But it's time it gets addressed.
I think it's because time to.
Because I now, think it's one of the. Yeah, one of the person that I talked to has a student there who went to the principal's office to complain, and he was treated. You know what he was told? While the children are in this school, they are under our care, and we decide what's right and wrong, and they basically send them out.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask a hypothetical question. Class, now, this is disgusting, but I'm going to ask the question anyway, because this is USA Prepares. What would happen if the litter boxes are actually used? What would happen if a male is in the boys' room and there's a litter box and he just uses it? Yeah, I'm talking about one who's not a furry. Says, heck, there's a litter box there. I guess that's what this is for. And, you know, kind of, I'm going to be graphic. Urinates on the wall, you know, by accident. A little drippage on the floor by accident.
Wait a minute. You brought up a good point. Aren't furries, wouldn't they be considered a dog and don't male? Dogs usually mark their territory by peeing on something.
Absolutely. And you know, there's a whole bunch of things that might get marked. I mean, the entire boys' room might get marked. I'm talking about all along the wall, the floor, the toilets, the supports that hold up the stalls, the door, the trash can. I mean, I'm not advocating any of this. I'm just saying this is how extreme this could get. And I don't think these buffoons who have implemented this have figured this out.
You know, yeah, maybe one of these males that, you know, students might just, hey, I want to try to be a furry just for a minute just to see how it is and decide to mark their territory. Why not?
That
would be perfectly legal, wouldn't it?
Let's talk about what we men see in the men's room when we come back. Greg's with us, Greg Lesher.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher's with us. Greg, your latest website that you'd like people to use to contact you?
Yes, it's purewaterstructures.org, and it's in the construction site phase right now. But
okay. And if someone, do you have an email address that you'd like to share with our class?
Yes.
Should someone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Greg, G-R-E-G at purewaterstructures.org. You can reach me there. You know, I'm suspecting that maybe some of these students that we have listening might call the Health Department of Utah and ask these poignant questions. What about males who consider themselves a male dog, a furry? How do they address the issue of marking their territory? What about the health issues? Have the laws and rules of the state been changed on behalf of these furries? I suspect that they'll get a few calls. Or they should.
Because this could be a growing
problem.
Let's extrapolate this. Okay. So, are these furries, if they identify as an animal, are they domestic or domesticated, or are they wild? If they are domestic animals, does that county in Utah require a license? Some counties require a license for cats. Some require them for dogs. Some require them for dogs and cats. Now, if they are wild animals, then shouldn't the animal control officers be called in because there are wild animals in the school?
Another question. What if someone decides that maybe they're a monkey? What do monkeys do with their feces?
I don't know. They look for walls to throw it on and people to throw it on, right?
Yes.
That's what they do. Class, if you've ever seen a monkey on television, they're in diapers. Or they have diapers with short pants on over them. Because they urinate and defecate whenever they want, wherever they want. And so they didn't want... So the television shows of the 50s and 60s and, you know, even newer, didn't want y'all to see that. So they put the monkeys in diapers. Here's when I was on with Dr. Sheely, not several years ago, you know, we were talking about the prostate and how, you know, as men get older, the prostate enlarges, it reduces the capacity of the bladder, and older guys have to urinate more frequently. And so we were talking about this. We're literally a medical discussion with Dr. Norm Sheely, MD, PhD times three, senior USA Preparers Instructor, of which there are very few. I am not one. And so we were talking about this, and I said, Dr. Sheely, I've been at the men's room at Sam's Club, and it looks like there's almost like a contest to see how far men can urinate from the urinal hanging on the wall, because there's urine on the floor. And it looks like, you know, one guy has drips on the floor, and then the next guy says, I'm not going to step in that. So he takes a couple steps back so he doesn't have wet feet, you know, wet shoes. So he takes a couple steps back. Then the third guy, he's going to be a long-distance urinator, right? And it gets worse and worse. And then the custodian, I'm not trying to be vulgar here. I'm just describing fact. Then the custodian comes in. Now, how do I know this? Because my son saw this. Custodian comes in, grabs some paper towels, wipes the floor, and throws the paper towels, guess where? In the trash. In the trash that's in a trash barrel in the men's room. You know, there's a plastic bag there. But that's what happens. That's absolutely what happens. So now, if you think about that and you think about these silly students who are identifying as furries, you can see that they're going to be guys. I mean, guys that like to pull pranks, right? You can just imagine how quickly it's going to be before the floor is coated. It's going to be a slip and fall hazard in the men's room. And the girls, they might sometimes identify as male and next day female furries. And they might try the same stunts.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. The White House making it clear that President Biden's uncle was not eaten by cannibals. USA's John Schaefer.
While speaking at two campaign stops in Pennsylvania Wednesday, Biden mentioned that his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, was killed during World War II and then made a reference to cannibalism.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Thursday aboard Air Force One, the White House press secretary informed reporters that Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan and that there is no truth to the claim that he was eaten by New Guinea natives in 1944.
Shares in Trump Media fell sharply this week following its announcement of a new live TV streaming platform. The DJT shares fell over 10% Tuesday following an earlier double-digit decline of 18% on Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Well, I've got your take. When you go to DC for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class. This is nuts. Education is being disrupted by a few students acting with stupidity, acting out, saying, look at me. And it's detrimental to education because this is the kind of thing that it's like a test. Let's see how the customers react to a 2% price increase. Oh. They don't seem to be too much of a problem. 5%, 10%. That's the kind of thing that's happening right now. Let's see how high we can push automobile prices. You know, $35,000, $40,000. Heck, a brand new Mustang in 1964, list price, was $2,495. That was when they first came out. In 1964, a brand new Ford Falcon was $1,995, full price. Full price, brand new. So how far can we push and push and push things? And when will the revolution take place? When will the revolt take place in appliances, in automobiles, and like this? How long will it take before?
Does it have to come to a school near you before it's, you know, people start rising up and saying enough is enough? That's an excellent question.
You know, when you say enough is enough, Greg, I know exactly what you mean. This is actually too much. It should never had started. And what moron would say, I got a great idea. We need to dress up as Disney characters, not pay the royalties to Disney, and get the school to put litter boxes in the bathroom. Now, what is being sacrificed for this? Is it history class? Is it science class? Is it mathematics? Is it English as the American language? What is being sacrificed for this diversion of attention? How many parents have wasted time on this? I mean, the parents were saying, calling each other, saying, do you know? I mean, it's like a, you know, telephone communications network where parents are calling each other and meeting each other and saying, "Wait, this got to stop." But no one knows what to do. Well, it's really simple. Call animal control. Call the health department. Say there's a litter box in the boys' room and litter box in the girls' room. Call the television stations. It's already on the radio. They're even talking about it right now, Greg. I'm hearing them. This has got to stop. We cannot let this continue. It is so out of control. It is so out of control that there are people who are going to work. Now, this is not an exaggeration. There are people who are going to work in offices, and they're putting bags over their heads. Now, I'm not kidding. Now, why is that? Why would someone put a bag over his or her head in an office setting? You know, you'll never see a guy, a man, on a forklift with a bag over his head. You're not going to see that. You're never going to see a man operating a bulldozer or a backhoe with a bag over his head. You're not going to see that. As a matter of fact, if you look at transparent bags, they'll say, suffocation warning. It'll be printed right on the bag. Like, don't be stupid and do this. Now, that's one you can see through, at least
and
partially.
It's been aimed at little children who, you know, their minds aren't developed enough to realize that maybe that might be dangerous.
Right. It's aimed at their parents, too, who might be stupid enough to not pay attention to their little children. And, well, I mean, Einstein said that there are two things that are infinite. Stupidity. Oh, no. Two things that are finite. The universe and stupidity. And he's not sure about stupidity. He thinks that might be, or thought that that might be infinite. And it is. It is unbelievable how stupid people are. The dumb things that they do. I mean, Greg, I see people crossing the street in cities like Springfield. And they've got earphones with wires into their ears so they really can hear music. But they can't hear the sounds of traffic. That's nuts. Absolutely nuts.
Right in front of their field of vision is a cell phone. I've seen it.
Well, we reported that, this was many years ago in Germany, they're putting traffic lights in the sidewalk because people are walking down the sidewalk. They're walking right across the intersections. Cars are coming and going. They're not paying attention. They're looking down at their cell phone, and they're walking right into traffic, getting killed. So they have traffic lights so you can see red and green and yellow right before you cross into the intersection, but on the sidewalk, embedded in the sidewalk. I'm not talking about something that you have to look forward to see. I'm talking about you can see this down. You actually have to look down to see the traffic light embedded in the sidewalk. And that's because people have been...
Question. Yeah. Is society being considered dumb enough that maybe they might have to put physical gates so that people literally will have to open the gate so they don't actually accidentally walk out into the street? Are we to that point yet? I think we're getting pretty close.
I was watching a video, and this was in London, England. And it showed sped up time. So the camera was rolling, and what you were watching was not real time, but maybe 10x, 10 times faster. And they have these, in these major intersections, I'm talking about large, large intersections, they have lines across the road to show you where to walk. So you walk from one corner across the road to the other corner. Or you can go diagonally across. Or you can go... So it had a whole bunch of lines showing you where to walk. And the video showed hundreds of people. I guess it was cross the walk time. And hundreds of people are... Some of them are walking in the lines, and some of them are total disregard for the lines, going wherever they want. Now, it's for the safety of the pedestrian that they painted these areas on the street so you know where to walk. Now, that's where the cars are expecting you to be, because that's where you're supposed to be. But there are people who are so stupid, they can't even pay attention to the bright white paint that shows you where to walk when you cross the street. There are even laws called jaywalking in cities. That means, so if you're walking in the middle of a block and there are cars parallel parked on both sides and traffic's coming and going, and you just step out walking between two cars that are parallel parked, drivers are not expecting that. They expect you to be crossing at the intersection. So people get hit because they're too stupid to cross where it's safer to cross. Yes, we are being dumbed down, class. And this stunt by this students is absolutely out of control and needs to be stopped right now. It needs to be stopped. There's a guy who played the part of Buford Pusser. He was like a lawman. And he came to town. There was a lot of problems. And I think it's called Walking Tall. And he carried around a baseball bat. And he just, you know, if he were attacked, he'd defend himself with a baseball bat. And I think if people walked around with baseball bats, you know, if parents came to school, you know, ready to play out in the field, brought their bat with them, brought their ball, their glove, you know, ready to play ball, and they just kind of sat right near the front door waiting for the ball field to open up for them, so they could have that's public property, right? Taxpayers are paying for it, right? These parents are paying for the use of the school, right? So I would think they could use the ball field when it's not being used after school. I think maybe somebody might get the message that this stuff has got to stop. Maybe.
Yeah, I agree.
Another thing is, if the principal is supporting and endorsing and condoning this, why not go say hello to the principal? Why not get, you know, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, 50 parents together and go say hello? So you just want to stop by and, you know, oh, by the way, while we're here,
yeah.
What's your position? What's your position on these furries and the litter boxes and the urine on the floor and the feces
on
the floor?
What's your position on people who identify as male dogs marking territory?
Mm-hmm.
What's your position on that?
I've said this on the air, so I'll repeat it. There's no such thing as transgender. No such thing. A person who identifies as another sex is not transgender. That's a female impersonator or a male impersonator. Greg, we've got Glenn in Michigan. Glenn, welcome.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've called in. You got my ire up on this topic of discussion today. I had tears coming out of my eyes. I was thinking my children were younger, and they were in that school district. I would demand to know if these little furry creatures, first of all, were vaccinated for rabies.
I would want to know. They have to be. If they're, for sure. I mean, if you have animal control,
getting bit on the ankle, of course you want to know. Also, you know, they're going to frequent the communal lunchrooms. Have they been dewormed?
You know, this is all tongue-in-cheek, but actually this strategy could be deployed and employed. Absolutely. I mean, I have made the claim that our class is the best and brightest instructors and students. And here you are demonstrating that, you know, way out of the box thinking. And I'm not poking fun at you. I'm saying you're right. You are right.
I'm trying to make a point through humor. So.
I know you are.
Yeah.
It's absolutely abundantly clear. But this is a serious situation. Our educational system is being dismantled right before our eyes. Our children are becoming dumber by the second. And I'm not exaggerating. And it used to be that public education was relatively inexpensive. That is no longer the case. I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe that the average cost for a student to be educated between kindergarten and 12th grade in the public school system is over $13,000 a year, average across the nation.
Much more than that.
It probably is. And some districts are like almost $20,000, maybe even a little higher than $20,000, which is nuts. Because my university education was $5,000. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg Lesher's with us. And purewaterstructures.org. If you'd like to contact him, Greg, G-R-E-G, at purewaterstructures.org. Greg at purewaterstructures.org. We've got Glenn with us. Glenn, I wanted to thank you for calling in. Is there anything else that you want to say very quickly?
Yeah, just a couple quick points, and then I'll let you go. One, I wanted to say, Greg, Vince, you guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Second, yeah, no problem.
Well, hold on 1 second, Glenn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for interrupting. Keep it up. Well, I'm going to make an announcement in the next hour about exactly that, keeping it up, and can we keep it up? So, class, you may want to stay tuned in for that. I've been putting some pieces together. Greg, after your class is over, you may want to tune in as well. Instructors, you may want to tune in. I have an announcement about us keeping it up. But go ahead, Glenn.
Oh, second thing, hey, I'm going to be heading down your way next month. I finally bought a property down in southern Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. What, can you tell us what area or
yeah.
not?
Yeah, I bought, I'd call it a farm, a 130-acre farm, about 15 miles from Thayer. So it's pretty close to the border of Arkansas.
Well, Arkansas is absolutely beautiful. I know where Thayer is. And I'm so glad you did that. I really am. And, if we teach a class on taxes, you may want to tune into that. And I can teach you how to make your farm a business and take extreme and legal and all above board tax deductions. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about hosting that here at the farm, teaching that class. And our campers are really starting to enjoy that kind of extra information when they come camp with us. I spend some time with them, and we talk about all kinds of things. So,
hey, well, one other quick point,
yes.
Vince. You know, this search for a property in that region took me almost 4 years. And
that's right.
I can tell you this from, I mean, having my having a pulse upon what's going on out there in the real estate market. It's getting extremely difficult to find decent land, and the larger acreage is being bought up and going up monthly.
Well, yes, and the larger acreage is being bought up and cut up. So some of it is being bought up and cut up into farmettes, you know, 5 acres. Other and the price is going up. I mean, the price is 4X or more. There was a place that I looked at. I was trying to help John Statmiller buy it. It was about $135,000. $135,000 for 80 acres right near me. I got a postcard with that property on it, and I called the realtor, and I said, "So I thank you so much for the postcard. That 80 acres, I think I know where it is. What are you asking for?" He said,
You're correct. It was very difficult. Very difficult for me to find a large parcel that didn't have, as you call them, farmettes around it. You know, to find something that had, you know, 80 acres, 360 or whatever around it was very difficult.
Almost impossible. Glenn, I'm going to have to let you go. Greg's got some comments. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being in class with us. And class, please tune in for hour number two today. I've got some announcements to make.
Bye.
Thank you, Glenn. Back to you.
I think it was wonderful that he called in, and you know, it just shows that there are people out there who are on the same page, who are in reality, who recognize this clown world that we live in and want to do something about it, and I think it's wonderful that people are educating themselves and buying farms, getting ready for what's to come. I think this is a beautiful thing.
Well, Glenn called from Michigan, and so he's moving down to Missouri. And class, it's incumbent upon you, if you want to avoid this nonsense, it's incumbent upon you to get out of Dodge, get out of the cities, do what Greg and Dr. Sheely and Dr. Sergey Sheely Sorin, Rich, Gwyneth, Kathy, Kyle, and I have done. We've gotten out of Dodge. And we did it a long time ago. And now it's getting really, really expensive, and it's getting hard to do. And the wealthy are buying up everything. And those who are not all that wealthy that are buying, and I'm talking about extreme wealth, those who are not all that wealthy are buying farmettes, and they're saying, "I want to get rid of this equipment. I don't want this stuff around here. I want to get rid of this old implements. I want to get rid of the lathe, the table saw, the radial arm saw, the compressor. We don't need that stuff." And they're selling it, and they're dumping it on Facebook Marketplace. And they have no idea. They have no idea they're going to need it. Because that's why the guy that had the property before them had it. Greg, very quickly, any comments?
No, hopefully we can keep this up. I'm a little concerned about the next hour. I'll be tuning in.
Greg, you should be. You should be. Greg, thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you next Friday.
Thank you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For
example, okay, I'm going to warm up my coffee. I'll be right back.
Tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.